How was the show yesterday?
Oh, it went way better than I expected.
Yeah?
Yeah, we all came out very happy with it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, Holland's been great to us. And we're talking with one of the promoters about doing a festival in June, I think June 9th, with Cheap Trick and Deep Purple.
Yeah, the Aero Classic Rock Festival.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, that would be great. I love it here.
Yeah, no, that's cool. So, this tour with Atlas Appetite, is it just a tour for fun for you, or does it have any promotional ideas?
Oh yeah, well we're going to start working on a record in mid-February.
February already?
Yeah, so hopefully September we'll have a record out here. Hopefully before the show even, we can pull that off.
Yeah. Okay, so you're planning to write a record, and does this mean you're writing songs?
Yeah. Well, look at the guys I'm playing with, you know.
Yeah, true.
You know, Kerry Kelly, Robbie Crane, Fred Muscat, and Jizzy Pearl. You know, right there, there's 100 songs each from each one of those guys.
and the songs, the new songs, what do these sound like?
Guitar-orientated rock and roll.
Yeah. So
just like kicking ass drums, just like everything else I do.
Just like the songs you're playing right now on stage.
Yeah, I wrote those songs with Slash and Duff and Izzy, the music part. Axel wrote all the words.
Yeah. So a lot of, the Appetite of Destruction songs, of course, but also you did an AC/DC and Thin Lizzy song.
Those went over good too, I thought.
No,
everybody loves AC/DC, and if you don't know, you know, Thin Lizzy, then you should.
of course, because both these songs, one of them, the Thin Lizzy song is sang by, Hollywood, sang by Kerry Kelly.
Yeah, he sings it.
And is it just his pick? Why did you pick these songs?
Well, I've always loved that song. Yeah. And too, when I'm playing it and listening to Kerry singing it, it has a lot, to do with what I've been through in my life. You know, nobody gives a damn when you're down on your luck.
Yeah.
Nobody's there for you, you know.
Okay.
So I can relate to it. I'm sure a lot of other people can.
And do you write any lyrics? Do you
I'm leaving that up to Jizzy.
Yeah?
I just like to, I work with music.
Okay.
I'm not much of a lyricist. You know, I'm working on my book. I'll have my book out hopefully by summertime.
Yeah, because that was one of the questions. You're still working on the book.
Yeah, it's like at the very end, is what I would like to be this.
Yeah.
Me playing again.
Oh, okay.
Instead of coming out of the dead like, Jim Morrison or Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, at least I get to keep going on.
And it's a sort of a biography.
Yeah,
I don't know how to say it.
That's what I'm going to say. When I'm reading what we've worked on, I want to know what's going to happen next. And it's my life. And you know, when I'm reading it, I'm going, God damn, what's going to happen next? Okay. It is my life,
Yeah, and you write it. You wrote it totally by yourself, or
no, with Brooke Elias.
Yeah.
He runs my website back in L.A. I live in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
But he runs my website. He's just fabulous. Me and him just get together and we just talk. I tell him, all kinds of stories and shit that happened. And it's really easy working with him because he's like a diehard Guns N' Roses fan.
Yeah.
So like it's hard for me to remember dates and things when like this happened or that happened. And goddamn, this guy, he knows when the dates were.
So he's
making it very easy.
Okay, so that's with the help of a true fan, you can write your own biography right now.
Exactly.
And talking about the internet, you have your own webpage and
yeah, it's RolandDrums.
Yeah.
@.com.
At
.net. .net.
Oh, okay. RolandDrums@.net, and you surf the internet yourself?
Yeah, my wife Carolina.
Yeah.
She's like a computer whiz, so she kind of helps me out with it.
Okay, that's cool. Because all these questions, most of these questions come from the internet, the forums, the fan forums.
Oh, cool. And also, I got a book.
Yeah.
Called You Rock Our World in a Wonderful Way.
Yeah.
And it was from all the fans on the internet. Writing, thank yous and wonderful things to me. I just want to tell everybody, I think it's so beautiful and it's the greatest book.
Okay.
I read it every day.
And Talking about the internet, Suki Jones has his own website, or Atlas Appetite.
No. We're going to get it. I don't know why we don't have it yet, but we're going to get an Atlas Appetite site up when we get back home.
Yeah.
But the Suki Jones thing, that was just the name of the band for like 2 days.
Okay.
We did 2 shows with that, and that was it.
Oh, okay.
I don't even want to hear that name again.
And why did you pick at first the Suki Jones name?
I didn't pick it. You know, I figured this is a band.
Yeah.
You know, we should all have to pick it out. But after using it for like 2 shows, the guys go, dude, let's just call this like Adler's Appetite or something.
Okay.
And I was all, yeah, okay, that just sounds much stronger.
And this,
of a name than, you know.
This will be the name of the band record the new album.
Yes.
Okay. So you're actually planning on recording next month?
Yeah, next month, February.
And you already wrote songs in studio?
Yeah, we got songs already done.
Because the group of people you're with now, this band, because I was at your show in Den Haag, The Hague. And I really have to say, you sounded like a band, and you acted like a band afterwards and everywhere.
And you know what?
Yeah.
I've never had so much fun playing these songs. I've played 1,000 times with the other guys. I never had as much fun playing them as I do now.
Okay, that's cool. Because how did you come together in doing this?
Just mutual friends.
Just
mutual friends.
Yeah.
People that, you know, I knew and that like Carrie and Robbie knew, I know Robbie, believe it or not, since junior high school.
Oh, okay.
He was like the little kid and me, you know, hang out with all the bigger kids. We were like the bigger kids, me and Sam. I mean, we were 12 or 13. We were the bigger kids.
Okay, and he was like just a couple of years younger, and then all of a sudden, 20 years later,
we get to play together.
Yeah.
And I always loved Brett Muscat. I've always wanted to play with him. Him and Izzy were good friends, you know. It's what they still are, but like, they lived, Izzy, I remember Brett was living with Izzy one time.
Okay, and that's
So I've always loved Brent, so I'm glad. It's really an honor playing with him. And Jizzy, and especially Kerry, because that guy is like, he's like worldly. He's just so traveled, you know?
And he's a very good guitar player.
Like, fabulous guitar player.
Yeah. True. And Izzy Stradlin also did play with you some shows.
Yeah, Izzy and Slash actually came up to the Key Club in L.A.
Yeah. Okay, and then do you have plans on writing songs with these guys? Or?
Actually me and Izzy and Slash were talking about it. And if Slash does it, Duff will do it.
Okay, do you have any, know the Velvet Revolver guys, the other guys? Did you do anything with them, or writing songs?
Which guys?
Velvet Revolver, their new band.
No, I didn't do nothing with them.
No?
I just heard last night that they canceled their European tour already.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's what I heard. Cause first, the other night, somebody from the internet came to the show and gave us like this list of all these shows they were going to do.
Yeah.
And then last night, I heard that they canceled it already.
Oh, that's... Yeah,
you know, check that out. But listen, I got to get going because we're leaving town. You know, we're going over to Germany tonight.